This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
A lot going on this morning. First off, a date has been set for the UFC hosting the first ever White House fight. July 4th, 2026, Independence Day. America's 250th Independence Day is when that is supposed to occur. UFC President Dana White confirmed the Ultimate Fighting Championship will host their first ever professional MMA fight, specifically on the South Lawn. Really, not the Lincoln Room? On the South Lawn of the White House.
Easter egg roll. Yeah.
That's exactly where
they do it, Jan. When they're not doing Easter egg rolls, they'll be doing that.
And that was just a warm-up, the Easter egg roll, for what is set for July 4th, 2026. Dana White revealed the idea originated from President Trump. I don't think that's a surprise. Who personally requested the match, saying, "I want Ivanka in the middle of this." So, yeah, Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, has since become actively involved in planning the event alongside Dana White. So, there's that. Planning is already underway. White is expected to be in Washington, D.C. later this month to review venue renderings. Have you seen the streets of Washington lately? Like yesterday? Some 800 National Guard troops descended on the city to tackle crime. I'm guessing because a friend of the president's got mugged. I'm thinking, but it's become quite a show. I think there were 840 troops deployed to what is generally the touristy areas, the National Mall, stuff like that, like just Washington, D.C. proper. And they're making their presence known, full military attire, you know, the camo.
Yeah.
The vehicles were at the sides of the streets, and they made a roaring 23 arrests in one day on the streets of Washington yesterday. So they are clearing out what they're saying. They're clearing out the homeless and taking care of crime in the city. So there it is. Well, that'll take care of that.
Potentially, he wants to do the same thing in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in
Los Angeles as well, whatever it
and
takes.
And let me throw in San Francisco, having, you know, been through there and seen what is not happening there. But it's all...
Yeah. It was notable in Washington yesterday. Taylor Swift talking about her new album. What are we calling it?
TS12.
She announced her 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl. This was announced yesterday. The 12th anniversary of Lady Gaga's Applause, fans noted that Applause played before Taylor's Eras tour shows and that she'd like to post linking the dates, fueling speculation there could be a Gaga connection with the Taylor Swift album. Not that she needs it, but that it might be a thing. There might be a collabo. There might be something in the works. So no collaboration is confirmed, but super fans noticed the dates, the time, the historical date, whatever. There is that. So is Taylor.
It sure feels like there's going to be a Sabrina Carpenter collaboration on the album. I hope
it
so.
It sure feels that way, too. Yeah. Is Taylor sneaking a wedding announcement into her album tease? That was another thing that fans spotted. Could be Eagle Eyes fans spotted a possible wedding hint with her boyfriend. Behind them in the video, there's a book about Casa Wabi, a dreamy, artsy retreat in Mexico that's basically a hidden paradise with jaw-dropping ocean views, doubles as a super-exclusive wedding venue. So the clue could be they get married at this swanky, beautiful, artsy retreat in Mexico. And that was the tease. That was because nothing happens by accident in the Taylorverse.
How does she have this much energy to think all of this out? That behind them was a jar of the friendship bracelets. I noticed that.
Yeah.
But it's just like the Easter egg level that she is at is...
At this point, I just assume she's using some sort of Easter egg AI to come up with stuff. You know, give me some ideas, ChatGPT, and let's see what floats.
But the thing that's crazy is when you go back to her Eras tour and what she had done on that, there's so many tie-ins that lead us to the life of a showgirl. Yep. And so it's just crazy. You know, how
it seems she's like all of that added up to this.
Right. And so she already had thought of this before she performed that. Mm-hmm. Like it's I'm here for it.
Don't know how you're still breathing today after such the excitement.
I'm just like, where do I get tickets to the next? My prediction, her birthday's in December, and I think she will announce the tour. My prediction is October. Like, they'll release the album October, and then the tickets will go on sale, even if the album isn't out.
I don't think she does a ginormous tour for a couple of years.
Oh, I think she's totally gonna.
Maybe.
Because why would she lose? Why would she lose the momentum? And after doing that huge,
we're still paying for the last one, if you remember.
Yeah, I know that. I know. Okay. But here's all right. So would she? Just one last thought, because you know,
it is new.
I think she will go to a city, wherever she is in the world, and spend more time and do more shows, rather than doing so much moving. That's my prediction.
Could see a residency type situation, which she kind of did on the last one. You're doing 10 dates in one city. That's a residency, my friend.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I mean, I just hope that maybe she considers Buffalo in the new stadium. How cool would that be? No? Mm. Oh, okay. I thought it would be really cool.
Bitter blood there with her friends.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. There's that. This is funny. Joe Jonas confirmed a Camp Rock 3. Forgot to tell Disney he was going to announce it. So, as Disney does, they really like to orchestrate how things are announced, and you know, it all comes down to the cha-ching, right? So, Joe Jonas may have accidentally confirmed a third Camp Rock movie. He was doing a Hot Ones challenge. Nothing more innocent than that. It's not super confirmed, but fans are buzzing more than ever thanks to a little reunion on stage with Demi Lovato. Joe was asked to read the most recent entry in his phone's notes app while trying to avoid another spicy wing. He read aloud, "Read Camp Rock 3. It's the truth. It's literally right here." Then he joked, "Sorry, Disney." So it sure seems like he announced a Camp Rock 3 without the approval of the Disney bosses. And if that's happening, I got no problem with it. It was fun the first two times. Let's go around a third for Camp Rock 3 with Jonas Brothers and whoever else they're hanging out with. Could be fun. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:24.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.